We begin the current daf in Sefer Tzachon daf Chav Ches. We begin on the third line down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, asking on the interpretation of Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas, who taught that although we know there's a halach of shechita, of slaughtering, to permit something to be eaten, however, he said regarding oif, regarding fowl, regarding birds, there's no shechita in that Torah, that is only medibur seifim, that is a rabbinic law. So the Gemara continues asking on this interpretation. Toshima, the Gemara says, let's bring a raya, a proof from a Mishnah Masechet Zvachim. The Mishnah says, Malach, if someone's doing Malika, which is the halacha by birds of kachim, by a bird carbon, the halacha is you have to do Malika, but he doesn't do it the way it's supposed to be with the kayan's fingernail. Rather, he does it besakin. He comes from the back of the neck by the nape, he does it with a knife, so that makes the bird into an avela, into a dead carcass, because Malika is only valid with the tziparin, with the fingernail. So therefore the halacha is, as the Mishnah, mitame begadim abeis abliya. Someone, which is the unique halacha of tumah of a dead kosher bird, which wasn't properly slaughtered, or properly malika, that when it's in the throat of the individual who is eating it, then it's going to transmit tumah to him and to the garment that he's wearing. That's the Mishnah says in Masechet Zvachim. Says the Gemara, bevi'i amar viv, you say Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas, that ain't shechita leif min ha'Torah, that there is no biblical halacha requirement of slaughtering. So he says as follows, ask the Gemara, Nehi nami, the chitavr le shedra umafarkesis. Says the Gemara, I understand that when you're doing malika, you're coming from the back of the neck. So you're breaking the spinal column and you're breaking the, and you're ripping through the neck bone. And you're doing it without the majority of the flesh, as the Gemara said in the first parakan of Chafal from Alf, or else you would automatically make it into nevelum. So we understand that havi la trefa, that you make it into a trefa, an animal with a mortal defect, a bird, because like we said, that if you're doing with the knife, if you're doing malika, so that's in the process of the procedure of its permissibility, of its hechsher. So you didn't do it the right way, you're doing it with a knife. So you understand that you make it into a tray. If you break the spinal column, the spinal cord of any creature, it's a ticking time bomb, it's a treyfa. However, ask the Gemara, tahani losakin, but let the knife assist and help when you, subsequently, after you cut through the neck bone and the spinal cord, when you get to this month, to the two pipes, after it became a treifa, let that help and be effective, l'taru mide nevela, to purify it from having the transmission of tumah of nevela. The reason that is, because a treifa, an animal, a moral defect, although it's not kosher to eat, when it is slaughtered, it does not transmit tumah. Therefore, here by the bird, although you're not doing a shechita or a malika, because it's becoming a trefa beforehand, but what we call nechira, just ripping through the pipes, that is the equivalent of the shechita of the bird. That is the shechita, because you're telling me that there's no biblical halacha of shechita with all its invalidations. You just have to go and cut through the pipes. So here, when he's cutting from the back of the neck, whether if he's doing hachlada, which is borrowing, or he's doing hadrasa, which is pressing through, doesn't make a difference, like the Gemara said on Chandav Chav Mabez. Still, those things are not less than nechira, which we said, the one who holds that there's no biblical halacha of shechita, then nechira is its shechita. Now, Rashi points out, as the Gemara is assuming, but most definitely the invalidation of a treifa would apply, where Rabbi Yitzchok agrees to that, as the Gemara says later on, Daf Nun Vav Mem Aleph, that there is halachas of treifas regarding birds. And therefore it does become treifa. However, what we're saying is that regarding the act of slaughtering it, that it shouldn't be nevela, there, as long as you do nechira on the simanim, it's going to be okay. You do, like the pasuk b'shafach hazdama, as we said in the previous daf, or if you just rip it out. Now, for it just to die, that's not going to be valid. But if one would do, when he's coming to slaughter the animal, if he's not making it into a trefa, by just cutting through, that, according to Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas, is valid, because you don't have to have a shechita. So therefore, ask the Gemara, okay, fine, you're coming from the back of the neck, so it's not going to be a regular shechita that permits it to be eaten. It's becoming a trefa. Fine, it's becoming a trefa. But ultimately, you're doing the chir at the end, you're ripping through the pipes. Any ripping through the pipes for the bird is considered a shechita, because you don't need shechita. So nechira is its shechita. If that's the case, you did a shechita on a trefa, then it shouldn't be metame as nevela. Why does the Mishnah say that it's going to be metame as nevela? Obviously that by a bird, there is also a biblical halach of shechita, which you're not doing, and therefore it's not purifying it from its tumas nevela. It's like the animal just died. Not like Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas. Says Gemara, you're right. From this Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim, you see not like Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas. But who, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas, is the Amar Kihai Tana. He says like the following Tana, who says that by a bird there is no biblical halacha of shechita. The Tana like Linda Breisa. Rabbi Elazar HaKapa Beribi Omer, which his name is Rabbi Elazar HaKapa, but Beribi means the great one of the generation, he says, Matam Eloima, What does this pasuk teach in Devarim, which is told by Psuli HaMakdashim, which are karbanos that became invalidated, so you can't bring it as a karban anymore, so what do you do with it? You wait till it develops a blemish, and then you redeem it, and you deconsecrate onto the monies. The monies are used for hekdesh purposes, and now these animals that were formerly karbanos could be eaten. So the pasuk says, what do you do with these animals? However, like you eat the deer and the heart, that's how you eat these psuli HaMakdashim. You could eat it tamei tar together, doesn't make a difference, but you got to eat it the way you eat the deer and the heart. Now, says Rav Lazar Kaper, what exactly are you learning out from the deer and the heart? What do you mean? The pasuk should have just said, however, you could eat it the pure and the impure together. What exactly is the teaching? Oh, like the deer and the heart. We're not learning any halachas from the deer to the psalm HaMikdashim that we're trying to teach to. So therefore he says, actually, contrarily, it sounds like from the pasuk as if the deer in the heart is coming to teach us something regarding the Psuli HaMikdashim. And the truth, it's actually coming to learn out from the Psuli HaMikdashim. How so? Makash tziva ay le Psuli HaMikdashim. We're comparing the deer in the heart, its types of chayis animals, wild animals, to Psuli HaMikdashim. To tell you, ma Psuli HaMikdashim mishchita, just like that we know that those karbanos that became invalidated, now that they were redeemed, they need to be slaughtered because the pasuk before was saying, v'zavacht mebkarcha, that you should slaughter it. So therefore, the pasuk is teaching us that also the deer and the heart also have to be slaughtered. And actually, they're learning from Psuli HaMikdashim. Now that's only regarding, we know elsewhere the pasuk talks about behema. Here it's telling us about chaya. However, continues this Tanur B'lazak Kapa, and he says, v'oiv ein l'shchita medivritar, as we don't find the source regarding birds. They don't have a biblical halacha of slaughtering, elam medivritar, rather the rabbinic, that is the source, the Tanoic source from Yitzchak ben Pinchas. You're right, this other Tanur was not, but here we have a Tanur that says like it. So therefore goes back to Gemara and says, Saman Tanur, the way Rashi explains it, says going back on the Tanur, the previous daf that we had, one of the questions we had asked from Yitzchak ben Pinchas was from a braisa that said that if you're going and you're doing noicheru or ekru, if you're just making a hole or ripping out the pipes, then it's going to be invalid. Which the Gemara's assumption was that that's talking about a bird, which we had said, well, that's not like a Yitzchak ben Pinchas, because if you hold that oif in l'shchitim in the Torah, it should be valid even if you're doing nicheru or ekru. So it says the Gemara, so who's the Tana from the previous daf? The Paul Galed, Rabbi Elazar Kapa, who disagrees, Rabbi Elazar Kapa, who's that's the Tanaic source for Yitzchak ben Pinchas, who holds that actually, no, that Shchita for Oif is Minat Torah. Where therefore, if you do Ikar or Nichar, again, as we had assumed in the Havmin, in the question, that's not going to be valid by a bird. Says, come on, Rabbi, it's Rabbi, the Tanaic learned the Brisa. Rabbi Emi says, Pasuk says in Devarim, V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, you should slaughter like I had commanded you. Now, it's obviously teaching us that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded in the laws of slaughtering orally, because we don't find anywhere in the Torah that it says the laws of Shechita that Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. So says Rabbi Malamish and Stava Moshe, this comes to teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded, again, not from the Psukim, rather, obviously he was commanded orally on the laws of Shechita, which are ala veshed v'alakonam, regarding cutting the esophagus and the trachea, and val roiv echad ba'ev, that you need the majority of one pipe for the slaughtering of a bird, while Rav Shlomo Behemah, that you need the majority of both pipes when you're slaughtering an animal. But one thing you see is that Rebbe holds that the commandment of Moshe, which is the biblical law, was on Rav Echad Ba'if. So you see that he holds, not like a Blazer Kappa, not like a Bishop of Pentas, that Shechita La'if is Minat Torah, is a biblical law. Now the Gemara continues explaining the halachas of a Mishnah, that the Mishnah said, Echad Ba'if, like we just mentioned, if you cut one of the pipes by the bird, it's going to be valid. Now the Gemara has a machlaikis, what is that one pipe? Because there's what we call two pipes, the windpipe, the food pipe, esophagus, trachea, kana, and the veshet. So Itmar, we learned, Rav Nachman, he says, oi veshet, oi kana. When we say by the bird it's enough to cut one of the pipes, it means either or. It means either the esophagus or the trachea. Now Rav Adba Avam, he says, no, veshet v'lo kana. It has to be the esophagus, the food pipe, and v'lo kana, and not the windpipe, not the trachea. Now the Gemara explains the reason for their opinions. Renachon Amar Oy Veshet Akana says it's either or, because Echad Ketana Mishnah said you cut one pipe. Echad Kolbu means any one of them. So therefore that's why he says it's either the trachea or the esophagus. Rav Adba Avam, he says no, it's Veshet V'lo Kana. It's only the esophagus and not the trachea. Why? My Echad, what does the Mishnah mean until you cut the one pipe of the bird? It means Meyuchad, that distinct one. And the reason why the Veshet, the esophagus, is considered the distinct one of the Samanim is because the life of the animal is contingent on the esophagus more than the trachea, because when there's even a small hole in the veshet, it makes it into a trefa, a moral defect, like the animals for showing the dye. In contrast, by the trachea, is until the majority of it has a hole. If it has even up till half, it's not considered that it's going to die. It's not considered a trefa. And if you see, the chiyas is tully in the veshed, and that's why we're saying that's the one, the distinct one, that's the one that has to be cut to validate the slaughtering of the bird. Like Gemara says, a simon, a mnemonic to recall the next statements that are proofs regarding either opinion, that of Rav Nachman or Vada Ba'ava, are shachat, slaughtering, chatzon, half, gargaris, which is another name of the kana, of the trachea, pegima, a blemish, the chatas aif of the bird chatas. Says the Gemara Meitzvah, the Gemara asks from a braisa on the teaching of Rav Nachman. Nachman said, either or could be cut. The braisa says as follows, shachat es haveshet, if someone's slaughtering the esophagus by a bird, and after he slaughtered the esophagus, the trachea got pulled out. Didn't get slaughtered out, it got pulled out. Says the Brisa, sure, it's valid, because you already had slaughtered the veshet. Let's say first nishmat hagageris. Let's say first the trachea got pulled out. And only after that did you slaughter the esophagus. So that's invalid, because it was already a trefa, it was already pulled out before one of the pirates was slaughtered. Now, let's say shachar es havesha, let's say slaughtered the esophagus. The nimtzis gargar shmut, and he finds that the trachea was loose, was pulled out. Now, the ain't yideh, but he doesn't know, im kaidim shchita nishmada, was it pulled out before he slaughtered, and therefore invalid? Im lacha shchita nishmada, or was it pulled out afterwards, and therefore valid? So zeha yimaisav amr, there was such an incident, and they said, kal safik b'shchita b'su, whenever you have a doubt regarding if it was a proper slaughtering or not, it's going to be invalid. Now, one thing says the Gemara is, but ve'ilu shchita begageris lekatani, but it didn't say the cases in the, let's say you slaughtered the trachea and then you find the veshet pulled out, that the veshet pulls out after that's going to be kosher. Why didn't it say that? Why does it only say, oh, if you slaughtered the veshet and then the gageris gets pulled out, it's kosher? Why didn't it say the other way too? If you slaughtered the gageris and then you find the veshet and then the veshet gets pulled out after, it's going to be kosher, obviously, because it doesn't become validated with just slaughtering the trachea. And therefore, you see, not like Rav Nachman, it has to be, like Rav Ada said, only slaughtering that of the veshet. Says the Gemara, no, it would be either way. But Mishum de Gargeris Avid Lishtamute, the cases of that the Braisa was coming to talk about regarding one of them being pulled out, it's usually the trachea that gets pulled out. And therefore, we said the case regarding slaughtering the esophagus and the gargaris was pulled out, but the truth, it would be either one. It's just that was the more, that's the case that we would be describing because that's the one that usually gets pulled out. So Zimun says, Tashma, let's bring a different right in Alek of Nachman. The Braisa says, Shachat Shnei Chatzoi Simon Ba'if. Let's say someone doesn't cut any whole pipes. He cuts two halves of the, he takes from both pipes, he cuts only half. Says the Braisa, Psula is going to be invalid because like you didn't do anything because each pipe, you don't have a requisite measurement. Yeah, it's enough to do just one pipe or even the majority, but you didn't do on any one pipe a majority. It says the Braisa, Fein Tzarch Lema Behema. And for sure, enough to tell you that's going to be invalid by Behema because then you have to cut two pipes and he didn't do on any one pipe a majority. Now, Rabbi Hudaimah, he continues and he says, Ba'if, by a bird, where there generally they roast all of the bird at one, you don't cut into small pieces, and therefore you would have to take out all the blood very well at the time of the slaughtering because that's how you're going to be roasting it. So he says, Ach yishchet es haveshet ves avriden. There it's only enough until you slaughter the esophagus and the vriden, which are these jugular veins on the side of the neck of the bird, because you have to make sure all the blood comes out. And even the Tanna Kamma disagrees with the Yehuda, is only disagreeing on the element of the vriden. He holds you don't have to cut the vriden. But one thing is, you see that Rabbi Yehuda says that the bird, until you slaughter the veshet, you see, he says the veshet, not like Rav Nachman, it can't be either, or it has to be specifically the one. What's the one? Is that of the esophagus? Says Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Here also, there's a reason why he picked the veshet. From the veshet, samach levriden. It's because the esophagus is near the vriden. That's why he picked it, because he's saying you have to cut the vriden. So you would be cutting then, together with that, the pipe that's closest to it, which is the esophagus. But the truth is that Allah would apply, even if it cuts the trachea and not the esophagus. It's just that, like we said, the veshet is between the trachea and the neck bone, which is near the vriden. That's why you picked that. But the truth is, it could be any one of the two pipes, like Rav Nachman said. So he must have touched on being right the other way, not like Rav Ada, who he said it has to be specifically the veshet and not the kana. The Braisa says, Shachat chatzi gargaris. If someone cut half the trachea, now, v'shah k'dei shchita acheres, and he delayed, which is generally an invalidation, it's one of the halachal mesh mesinais, invalidation in slaughtering, he delayed the amount of time it takes to do another slaughtering, and then, v'gemara, then he then he completed the slaughtering. Says the Braisa, Shechitasik Shera. In this case, the slaughtering is valid. The reason for that is because it's if you delay in the middle of slaughtering, that's a problem. Here we cut only half the trachea. That's not even considered that he started the slaughtering, because even if half of the pipe got torn, not even slaughtered, it doesn't become a trefa. It's not considered that it was going to have a mortal defect. It's not like you started killing the animal yet. So therefore, the delay is not a problem. But one thing, says the Gemara, is my lava oif. Isn't this case talking about where we're talking about a bird, because it sounds like you're cutting only one pipe, and umay gamara, and what does it mean that you finished it off? Gemara li gargaris. You finished off only that pipe that you started cutting halfway, which we said shehi is not a problem over there delaying. But what are you finishing? The trachea. You see that cutting one of the two pipes in the bird is enough, even with the gargaris, with the kana, and you don't have to do it on the veshet. Says the Gemara, lai no. Bebehema. In other words, this halacha of the Braisa could even be talking about when you're slaughtering an animal. Because umay gemara, what does it mean that, and if he finishes it off, it's not a problem. It's not going on the gargaris on the trachea that he started cutting halfway. Rather, it's gemara l'shchita kula. It means that when he completes the entire slaughtering, the fact that he delayed when he had cut half the first pipe is not a problem, because that was on the gargaris, which cutting up to halfway is not a problem. It's not even that it's going to die. It doesn't even become a trefa that way, but it's not talking about cutting and concluding just the gargaris. It means on the whole slaughtering, which could even be the next pipe, as if we're talking about an animal. So the message Toshim wants to bring another right, not like Gravada. The Braisa says, Harisha Yachatzi Kanapogam. If the situation was that half of the trachea had a blemish, it was cut half of the pipe. Now, Vahisa will have Kalshu Bugamara, and then he adds on just a little bit more and he finishes it off, which the assumption of the Gemara right now is, what does it mean, Bugamara? It means he finished it off with that just little bit that he cut. Because when he cuts that little bit more in the pipe, which was already cut halfway because it was blemished, he essentially cut the majority, because that first blemish was like was still whole, because a gargaris, a kana, a trachea that's halfway cut is still considered complete. So now when he adds a little bit more, now is when he cut the majority of the pipe. So therefore says the braisa shchitasik shera, that's a valid slaughter. But one thing says the Gemara is my love ba'if, isn't it talking about a bird? Because we're only seemingly talking about cutting one pipe. My Gemara, what does it mean that you're finishing it off? Gemara lekana, that you've finished it off by that little bit more, cutting the trachea. You see, it's enough to cut the trachea and not the vesha, the esophagus. Says the Gemara, like we said before, lo, no. We're talking about behema, by an animal. My Gemara, what does it mean that he finished it off? It means Gemara levesha, is that he finished off with cutting of the esophagus. In other words, what the Bryce is saying is two different things. He adds on a little bit, which that makes it into majority, and then the Gemara, which is a different thing, then he finishes it off the esophagus after that. That's going to be valid again, because half of the kana that has a pagam is not a problem, because it's not a trefa, even if it's cut halfway. That's the halacha of the Braisa, and it's no raya regarding with a bird doing just the one pipe with the gageras. So the Masechta Tashma wants to bring another raya, not like Ravada. The Braisa says, Ketzad molken chatas oif. How do you do malika on the bird chatas when it's a carbon? So says the Braisa, what you do is you're coming from the back of the neck. Chaytich shedra, you cut the spinal cord, umafrekes, and the neck bone. Beloy roiv basa, without cutting the majority of the flesh over there in the back, as we said in the first pekin of Chafalv Manalv, because you would be cutting the majority of the width of the flesh over there with the neck bone before you even got to the simon that are in front of that, then the animal would already be considered dead before you cut the pipes. And then what would be the purpose of malika? It's already a dead animal. It would have no utility of preparing it. So we're talking about, you cut these two things without cutting the majority of the flesh, so it's not an avela yet. Until you reach to the esophagus or the trachea. And then when you're cutting through the back of the neck with the fingernail of the kain, you get to the esophagus or the trachea. You cut one of the pipes. And then you cut the majority of the flesh with it. And by a carbon oila, that was a chatasayif. By a oila saif, where there the halach is different than the chatasayif, and you have to separate the head from the body, as we said in the first parag. So then you cut shnayim, both pipes, not just one pipe, both pipes, a roif shnayim, or at least the majority of both pipes. But one thing is, we see the Braisa said that when you get through the neck bone and you're getting to the front where the pipes are, that you cut the veshet or the kana, which is like Rav Nachman. So to yuvta ravad bahava, that refutes Rav Ad Barava, says the Gemara to Yufta, it's refutation. You see, it could be either one, and it doesn't have to be specifically the Veshet. Says the Gemara, so my Havala, what's the conclusion regarding what our topic is regarding slaughtering of a bird? Here we're talking about the Malika of the bird. So the Gemara says, my Havala, what was the conclusion? Could they come? Like you said regarding Malika, what's the difference? Malika is just the one difference is that you do it with the fingernail and you come from the back, but it's the same thing as Shechita, and you see that Shechita could be, that the Malika could be either one, so to Shechita. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Because Dilma Shani Hasa, maybe over there Malik is different, because the Ika, there you're cutting the Shedru Umafrekes, the spinal cord and the neck bone, where, yeah, so the animal is already very much dead. You broke its vertebrae, you broke its connection to its brain. So, yeah, to make it lose its life requires very little. Maybe there is where it's going to be enough by cutting just the gageres, cutting either one of the two. But maybe by shechita, which you don't have that benefit of it killing it so much before you got to the pipes, maybe you need to actually cut the chiyusei, the life, which we said is the esophagus, and not the trachea. Therefore, my, what's the halacha? We have not yet concluded the proof regarding this machlekes of Nachman and Rav Adam. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a raya for the following incident. The hubar avza, the havabei Rav, there was a certain duck that was by the house of Rav. Asa ki memasmes ku'ei dama. They brought it to Rav, where its neck was full and covered with blood. The reason is because its neck had torn. Now they had to check with the pipes of the duck to see maybe that the trachea was the majority cut, or there's a small hole in the esophagus which would make the animal into a trepha. Now those were the only things they were checking for, because Rashi says because of suffic drusa that maybe it was pounced on by a wild animal that would make it into a trefa. For that you don't have to check, as the Gemara says later on of them gilum alv. Whenever you have a doubt, let's say it was a cat or a dog, you say it was a dog, you say it was something that did not make it into a suffic drusa. But one thing you have to check is to check the neck area, it's full of blood by the neck. Did it also affect its pipes, which would make it into a trefa? Now, Amar Rava, but Rava says, hey, Chanavid, what should we do? How are we going to check this duck to see if it's not a trefa so that we can properly slaughter and eat it? As he continues, Talmud Beis, Nishchatei b'had nifkatei, if we should first slaughter the duck and then check around the area of the neck, above where it was slaughtered, below where it was slaughtered, to see, did it have any tears, to see if it was a trefa or not? But that's not a good option, because dimma b'makam nekev kashachet, maybe the exact place where the slaughtering knife went, maybe that's where the hole was, where it was bleeding and injured by its neck, maybe it went all the way to its pipes, and now you're not going to have to check, because that's where you slaughtered. And if you're going to say nivdike b'hadin nishkete, okay, let's first check, let's get some doctors and look at the duck, some veterinarians, and check in the neck area before we're going to slaughter to say, hey, did it affect the neck, the pipes or not? But that's not an option either. Because Amar Rabba says, Veshet ein loy bedika mibachutz, the esophagus is not sufficient to inspect it if it has a trephus on the external part of it. The reason for that is because, as we said, the veshet, even a small hole, which is very not recognizable, would make it into a trepha. Now, additionally, a drop of blood, if it goes into that hole, it's not recognizable for us to recognize, hey, there's blood over there, must be there's a hole over there that it's going into, because it's not recognizable, because the external part of the esophagus is red, just like the blood. Ela mibifnim, the only way one can check the veshet is from the inside, because the inner membrane is white. And then if we see a drop of blood in a hole, we'll recognize that the reason why it's there is because there's a hole there that it's entering. But here, if we're gonna slaughter first, we can, because maybe where we slaughtered was the hole. And we can't check first and then slaughter, because it's not a good checking, because we can't tell from the outside. It might have a small hole, which is only valid to check from the inside. And you can't check in the inside if you didn't slaughter yet. So Amalei Rav Yisav Reis, so Rav Yisav, his son, told him, he says, you know what we should do? Nivdike lekana. First inspect the trachea, because the kana could be inspected from the outside, because there we said it only becomes a trefa when the majority of it is cut, which that's obviously pretty recognizable if the majority of it is cut, so that you could check from the outside. And then after you check it and you see the majority of it is not cut, although it's bleeding, maybe it has a small hole in the trachea, but that's not going to make it into a trefa. Then you slaughter the trachea, and then v'lichshrei, and then you'll be validating it with the slaughtering with one of the two simonim. And then v'hadr afterwards, that after that you took the esophagus out and you ripped it out from the jaw, lafchu leveshet v'livdike, then you'll take the esophagus, turn it inside out, and then you'll check it. And that's valid because you would have already slaughtered it with the kana before you pulled it out. And then when you pull this out, all you're doing is checking, was it a trefa beforehand? And then obviously it wouldn't be a good shechita, but if it wasn't, then there was a good shechita by just slaughtering the kana. So Amar Rava, he says, wow, Chachim Yosef Bari b'treifas. My son Yosef is so intelligent and proficient in the laws of treifas regarding making something not kosher. Kribi Yechanan, who, as the Gemara tells us later on, Perikir HaNashadav Tzadihim HaBeis, that Shmuel sent him 13 camels full of doubtful treifas to check by him. So you see that he was proficient, or it means that actually that my son Yosef is as well learned in the halachas of treifas like Rabbi Yechanan in all halachas. Which obviously he was saying that that was a good option, says the Gemara. Alma echad or kama. Obviously, you see that when we said by a bird, it's enough to slaughter one pipe, it means oi hai, either one, like Rav Nachman, because here you see that he was saying the option, the only option was to slaughter the conduit, to slaughter the trachea, and then you'll check the esophagus, which we're not slaughtering at all, because if you're going to slaughter, you might be slaughtering the place where the small hole is. And again, you can't check it beforehand. But one thing you see that you could slaughter, not the gravada, whether the esophagus or the trachea, to make the bird kosher. Now the Mishnah said, as we quoted before, he says that by a bird, yeah, it's enough to cut one pipe, but it's only valid until you slaughter also the vridin, which are these jugular veins on the side of the neck of the creature. Now, Amr Chizda, he says, Rabbi Yehuda said this halacha that you have to cut the vridin too, only by a bird, by a fowl. And the reason for that is, because generally, by bird, a bird is not such a big creature, you roast it all as one. So therefore, you have to get all the blood out now when you're slaughtering, because we're going to be roasting right now. We want to make sure we get all the blood, because it's forbidden to eat the blood of a creature. Al behema, but regarding the animal, when you slaughter an animal, keeping the manatcha eva, since ultimately when meat is cooked and processed, they cut up into pieces, into limbs, so leitzarach, it's not necessary to cut the vridin, because we're going to get the blood out once we go through the procedures of cutting up into smaller pieces. Now, that is the Gemara, lememar, the time of Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Damo, is that to say the reason that Rabbi Yehuda requires the vridin to be slaughtered is because just as a practical, pragmatic reason to get the blood out? But the Mishnah, we taught Rabbi Yehuda Omer, as recorded in the beginning of the Gemara, actually yishchet es avridin. He said, yeah, it's enough to slaughter one pipe by the bird, but it's only valid until he slaughters the vridin. Now, if this halacha was not an intrinsic halacha regarding slaughtering, rather it's just because of getting the blood out, why does it say you have to be sheikh the vridin, you have to slaughter it? It's enough just to puncture it. That should be enough. Just get the blood out, because that's where a lot of blood is in the vridin. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ema say achi yinakev es avridin. That's enough. What he was saying was until you make a hole in the vridin. Then what does he say the words until you slaughter the vridin? It means achi yinkev b'shashchit. It means until you make a hole in the vridin at the time of the slaughtering, because then, as we're going to shortly quote, is when the blood is warm and then it's going to flow out, versus when it's cold and gets congealed, it's not going to necessarily flow out. That's what it means achi yishchit es avridin. Doesn't mean you have to slaughter it. It means you have to get it out during the time of the shchita. But the Gemara asks on this interpretation of Rav Chizda, Tashma, learn the Braisa that says, Vridin b'shchita. The Vridin have to be slaughtered. Did Rabbi Yehuda, you see that it requires slaughtering, not just to make a hole. You see, it's not just to get the blood out. Says the Gemara, no, Ema, say, Vridin tzorch l'nakva m'shah shchita. Did Rabbi Yehuda, like we said before, the Vridin have to be made a hole in it during the time of the slaughtering. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara continues asking, Tashma, nalak Rav Chizda. The Braisa quotes that, Amar la Rabbi Yehuda, the disputants of Rabbi Yehuda said to him, since, as you're saying, the whole utility of the vridin being cut was only to get the blood out of the bird, out of the animal. In other words, it's not that the life of the animal is contingent on the vridin, which what shchita is to disconnect the life of the animal. The only reason why the vridin were even mentioned is just to get the blood out. So they asked him, why did you require it to be slaughtered? Then mali b'shchita, mali shalei b'shchita. Then what's the difference if it's slaughtered or not slaughtered? Why do you say you have to slaughter the vridin? Says the Gemara, Machlad Rabbi Yehuda Sav B'Shchita. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to slaughter the vridin and not just to get the blood out. That's not like Rav Chizda. Says the Gemara, No Hachi Kamerlei. This is what they said to him. Mali l'nakfan b'shah shchita. What's the difference of making a hole during the time of slaughtering? Mali l'nakfan shalei b'shah shchita. What's the reason of making a hole not at the time of slaughtering, just to get the blood out? Why then? What do you have to do right now? On that, who suffer? But Rabbi Yehuda held, no b'shah shchita asidam. During the time of slaughtering, the blood will come out because the chayim. Then the blood is hot. Not at the time of slaughtering, and the blood's not going to come out because the car then is cold and congealed, and that's why he held you have to do it during the time of the shechita. But it doesn't have to be shechita itself, it's enough just to make a hole to get the blood out. Now, like Rav Chizda's teaching, the Gemara tells that Bayer Birmi had the following question. Vridin Leb Yehuda, this really requires to cut the vridin at the time of the slaughtering. If when you're cutting the vridin, the person delayed, or Darisben, or if he pushed and he pressed in it, Ma, what's the halacha, which generally those are invalidations of slaughtering. Essentially what he's asking is, did Rabbi Yehuda require literally slaughtering shchita in the vridin or not? Which as Rashi points out, obviously Rabbi Yirmiyahu did not hear the teaching of Rav Chizda, which was clearly saying that you don't have to do shchita, all you have to do is cut it. But Amalei Husaba, this elderly, said to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, that Hachi Amr Belaza, this is what Rabbi Elazar said. Of Amr Elazar, some say it was actually Amalei Ahu Saba Rabbi Elazar, this elderly person said to Rabbi Elazar, that Hachi Amr Biyechan, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said. Menachvin Bakaitz, Venkasherin, you could just make a hole with a thorn, with a prick, and it's going to be valid because, again, it doesn't require Shechita, he just requires it to be cut during the time of the Shechita. Now, says the Gemara, Tanika Vasid Rav Chizda. This Abraisa supports the other element of the teaching of Rav Chizda, which was that he had said that this halacha only applies to a bird, which was because the whole purpose is to get the blood out, which is not necessarily by an animal. So we have a Abraisa that supports Rav Chizda. Because the Abraisa says, Shachat Shnei Chatzoy Siman Ba'ayv Pasav. Someone cuts by two halves of the pipes. So it's invalid. By a bird, vein tzarich l'mehemah, you don't have to say by behemah, by a bird, you would think, okay, we'll combine two halves into a hole, all you have to do is cut one pipe. No, you have to cut at least the majority of one pipe, and for sure it's not going to be valid by an animal, which you have to cut, or you have to cut both pipes. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, and we quoted this price before, he says, ba'ayv, but by a bird, atshe yishchet es aveshet vesavridin, until you slaughter the veshet, the esophagus, and the vridin, which we said not necessarily the esophagus, it's just that near the vridin. But one thing you see is that where does he require the vridin to be cut? Specifically by the oif. Why by the oif? Not by behemah. If it's a din shchita, it's required by behemah too. Rather, like Rav Chizda said, because it's not a din in shchita, it's only a din in getting the blood out, which only necessary by bird, because you roast it as one, in contrast to animal, where you cut it to pieces. And therefore, that's like his halacha, that the whole utility was to get it out. And if you don't have to do slaughtering, you just have to cut it during the time of the slaughtering when it's warm, and then it's going to come out. Now, the Mishnah said that chatzi echad ba'if v'chulu, if one cuts only half of the pipe by a bird, so then it's going to be invalid. You have to have at least the majority of the pipe. Now, relating to this halacha idma, we learned the following machloikas. Rav Amma, he says, mechza al mechza k'rayv. Halfway, half on half, is considered like the majority, which the assumption of the Gemara right now is that he's saying his law regarding slaughtering. In other words, if let's say you have a simen, one of the pipes of the bird, that half of it is slaughtered, half of it is not slaughtered, it's as if a majority was slaughtered, and it's going to be valid. Of Kanam, he says, no, mechza mechza in the k'rayv, halfway, 50-50, is not considered like the majority. So the Gemara explains, Rav Amar mechza mechza k'rayv, he says 50-50 is considered like the majority, because Hacha Amar l'Rechman l'Moshe, this is what Hashem said to Moshe Beinu when he had given it over to Moshe Beinu the laws of slaughtering orally. He says, loy tishaya ruba, don't leave over the majority. In other words, this that we had said that Moshe Beinu was commanded to slaughter the majority, it really means 50-50. Because as long as the majority was not left over that was not cut, that's called that the majority was cut, but it's enough as long as it's done 50-50, because now you don't have a majority that was left uncut. Now, whereas Rav Kahanam, he says, no, mechza mechza in the k'rayv, 50-50 is not like the majority, because hacham alechman al-maisha, this is what Hashem said to Maisha, shachad ruba, you have to slaughter the majority, not just leave a majority, not just not have a majority unslaughtered, no, slaughter the majority, and therefore 50-50 is not sufficient. Now, Simon, mnemonic to recall the questions that the Gemara asks on Rav, who says that 50-50 is like a majority, is chatzi, is half, katina, Rav katina, gargaris, the trachea, begima, blemish. So the Gemara asks for a tznan from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, chatzi echad ba'ayv, half of a pipe by a bird, ve'echad v'chatzi behema, or 1.5 pipes by an animal, shechitas b'sula, it's invalid, because you have to have a majority. Ask the Gemara, but he amr mechza mechza k'rev, if you say like Rav, that 50-50 is like majority, am I apostle, why is apostle? Abad le'rav, he did the majority. 50, half of it, 50-50, is like the majority, according to Rav. So the Gemara, you're right. The halacha of our Mishnah is Rabbanan, is rabbinically invalidating it. Dilma le'osel mevet palka, because maybe you're not going to do halfway. Because to do exactly halfway is cutting the line, literally, right by the edge. And therefore, the Rabban said, no, 50-50, rabbinically, is not going to be valid. But biblically, it is valid. And what's the halachic difference if it's biblical or is rabbinic? Is that it's not going to be metama like a nevela. It's not going to be considered that it was dead. It was considered really that it was slaughtered, which rabbinically we don't let you eat it. And therefore, it's actually not going to be metama as nevela. Whereas if it was biblically not valid, it would actually be considered as a nevela. So there it's not difficult on Rav. But Amar Rav Katina, he says, Toshima, it's being arrived from the following Braisa, which talks about the laws of a tanner, an earthenware oven that became tame, which the only purification process it has if it's totally smashed. As the pasuk says, yutatz, you have to smash it. Now, if a majority of it was still remaining whole, complete, that's not considered netitz, it has to have at least a majority of it that was smashed to purify it and then to rebuild that oven. Now, says the Braisa, let's say chilkul ishnaim, let's say the oven was cut into half. Vein shoven, and they're equal. So then Shnei and Tamei, both halves are going to be Tamei. Lafishi Eif Shalat Samson, because you cannot be precise to know and to be exacting. Rather, we say that most definitely one of them is going to have the majority. which that one that has the majority is still going to be tummy because it's not totally smashed, but we don't know which one it is. So if neither one could we say that the tummy is removed because we don't know which one it is, and one of them most definitely has a tummy because you can't be exact and say it was literally 50-50. One of them is going to have a majority, and therefore one of them is for a short tummy, and therefore we treat both as tummy. But as the Gemara, it sounds like from the Braisa, ha'efshel etzamtzem tarim. But if it would be possible to be precise 50-50, that there's not 50.01 and the other one is 49.9, it's like you would be able to do exactly like that, then it would be tar, because it's 50-50. And none of them has a majority left. So the question is, but why, according to Rav, am I tar, and why would it be tar? Zilhacha ikaruba, here, since it's 50-50, either part is 50, that 50 is like the majority, according to Rav. And Zilhacha ikaruba, here you also go and you have the majority. Why, if Efshel Tzamtzem, would it be tar? So on that, Amar Papa says, no. Trei rubi b'chad mon aleka. You can't say the two majorities in one item. Because if you're saying that this one has the majority, then this one would be the minority. So you wouldn't be able to say, if you would say it's Efshel Tzamtzem, that literally each one is 50, you can't say that that 50 is the majority. Because how could you then say that the other 50 is also the majority? In contrast, what Raz Allah was talking about by the slaughtering, there the assessment of the majority is only in one element regarding the slaughtering. When we say that you cut half, we say it's like you cut the majority. There's nothing contradicting that and saying, oh, but what's with the half that's remaining? We don't say that half is considered like a majority is remaining because that's not part of the evaluation. That we're only evaluating the slaughtering itself. There we could say that if you cut 50%, that it's like the majority was cut. In contrast, you can't ask on this halacha, this brisa, because they have contradictory elements. You can't say that that 50 would be like the majority, because then what are you going to do with the other one? That also can't be the majority. Can't even both halves have the majority when it's 50? And therefore, there you wouldn't say that. And therefore, yeah, it would be actually be tahar if you could say that literally Efshel Tzamtzem 50-50. In contrast, the law of Rav, we're only evaluating one element out of the shechita. When you do 50%, chatzi-chatzi, then actually you would say it would be like the laws of the majority, and therefore it's not a contradiction on Rav.